Hey, Brooklyn, do you know the steps of the scientific method? I know there's six.
Oh, yeah, sure I do.
Let's start with state the question. Your question must be a testable question you can do. You can't do a question like, how many apples are on the tree? It has to be more scientific. Now, two, collect information. Now, when you're collecting your information, you can use research papers, you could use like old study guides, and you can use practically anything you want. You can look it up and go on websites. And you can go to the library and get some books about it. And three, form a hypothesis. Your hypothesis must contain if, then, and because. Because that's how it makes it an easier hypothesis for you to understand, and it makes it more scientific. Test the hypothesis. This is practically when you do your experiment and you're testing if your hypothesis is correct or not correct. And five, record and study data. Now, when you record and study your data, you could use diagrams. You could use, Jenna, you know any other ones you could use?
Bar graphs.
Okay, yeah. And then when you draw a conclusion, your conclusion must be from your information to find if your hypothesis was correct or not. Jenna, do you understand now?
Yeah.
Okay.